Although interested in science, in 1918, Dirac acted on his father's advice and enrolled to study electrical engineering at the University of Bristol. 3 years later, despite graduating with a first-class honors degree, he could not find a job as an engineer. With his employment prospects looking bleak as Britain's post-war depression continued, Dirac accepted the offer of free tuition for 2 years to study mathematics back at his old university. He would rather have gone to Cambridge, but the scholarship he had won did not cover all the expenses of studying at the university. However, in 1923, after gaining his mathematics degree and receiving a government grant, he finally arrived in Cambridge as a PhD student. His supervisor was Ralph Fowler, Rutherford's son-in-law. Dirac had a thorough grasp of Einstein's theory of relativity, which had generated a firestorm of publicity around the world in 1919 while he was still an engineering student. But he knew very little about Bohr's decade-old quantum atom. Until his arrival in Cambridge, Dirac always considered atoms as very hypothetical things, hardly worth bothering about. He soon changed his mind and set about making up for lost time. The quiet, secluded life of a budding Cambridge theoretical physicist was tailor-made for the shy and introverted Dirac.
Research students were largely left to work alone in either their college rooms or in the library. While others might have struggled with a lack of human contact day after day,
Dirac was perfectly happy to be left alone in his room to think. Even on a Sunday, as he relaxed by walking in the Cambridgeshire countryside, Dirac preferred to do it alone. Like Bohr, whom he met for the first time in June 1925, Dirac chose his words, written or spoken, very carefully. If he gave a lecture and was asked to explain a point that had not been understood, Dirac would often repeat, word for word, what he had said before. Bohr had gone to Cambridge to lecture on the problems of quantum theory, and Dirac had been impressed by the man, but not by his arguments.
"What I wanted was statements which could be expressed in terms of equations," he said later, and Bohr's work very seldom provided such statements.
Heisenberg, on the other hand, arrived from Göttingen to give a lecture, having spent months doing just the sort of physics that Dirac would have found stimulating. But he did not hear about it from Heisenberg, who chose not to mention it as he spoke about atomic spectroscopy.